With the expansion of Upstate University Hospital to include the Community General Campus, many of the services previously offered at University Hospital are now being offered at Upstate University Hospital at Community General as well. Joining us this morning to tell us all about how this is unfolding for the pulmonary care specialists is Dr. Robert Lennox, Professor of Medicine and the Chief of Pulmonary and Critical Care at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Lennox. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So first help us by explaining, what does a pulmonologist do? I mean, what are the kinds of cases and problems you see?
All right. Basically, pulmonology is the study of the lungs, so it's diseases related to the lungs that we primarily deal with. So the common diseases that we see are COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which is a combination of emphysema and bronchitis, or one of those alone. We also see asthma, people with sleep-related breathing disorders, and sleep-related problems.
Like sleep apnea, for example?
For example, sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. And we also see critical care issues. So we staff the critical care units at both hospitals, both the community campus and the Upstate campus.
So the problems that you see are both chronic and occasionally acute.
Yes.
As well, in both cases.
Oh, yes. Additional diseases would be pneumonia, and sarcoidosis, and then there's a host of other less common diseases.
So now you are, what services are you offering currently, and what will be offered at Community General?
Okay. Well, we actually offer a very wide spectrum of services at both campuses for the treatment of pulmonary diseases. We have full pulmonary function laboratories at both institutions, Community has the sleep center for both institutions. So if you have a sleep-related disorder, Community is where we would refer you for most of our sleep studies. In conjunction with this, we've just opened an office at the Physician's Office Building North, where there are immediate openings for people with lung-related disorders and with sleep-related disorders, so you can get in very quickly if you have a problem.
That's at the Community General Campus.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and it's very easy to get in an appointment there.
Right. So you say you're offering a range of type. When you say you have full pulmonary testing, what kinds of testing are you doing? You're doing bronchoscopies, variety
okay.
of things. So, help us understand what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So pulmonary function testing is how you diagnose chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. So we offer spirometry, lung volume studies, diffusion studies, after bronchial dilators or breathing treatment to see if we repeat the study to see if there's improvement. So these services are common for any pulmonologist office to offer, and they're offered at both institutions. We also do most of our bronchoscopies here, although we do some of them at Community as well. And we offer a very specialized service in bronchoscopies that other institutions in the area do not have. For example, we offer what is called EBUS, which is ultrasound-guided lymph node biopsy through the bronchoscope, so you don't have to do an operation to biopsy a lymph node in the middle of the chest now.
Wow.
And
so these are diagnostic?
They're diagnostic tests.
Yeah. Are there therapeutic techniques that you're also doing that are different? You're doing ultrasound?
Yeah, the ultrasound is mainly diagnostic, but we do endobronchial stents and cryotherapy and laser therapy.
Wow.
Which they're mainly done at the main campus, those type of procedures.
But the point is that you've expanded your services now that there's quite a lot of variety of that being offered at the Community
yes.
General. So tell us about, are there new doctors who are being involved in
yes,
your department?
Yes, we've expanded our physician base substantially. Because we became involved with Community, we needed a larger number of physicians in order to cover both institutions, and we've expanded from 6 physicians to 9 physicians now. So, and that gives us that has increased our flexibility as far as seeing outpatients, so we're much it's much easier to get an appointment to see us now than it has been in the past.
So just to review, basically, you've had a lot of these services before, but you've now have additional space, and you're kind of duplicating or making it available to people so that they can, it's more convenient in a way to, if they live in that part of town, to be able to access services. And you've also opened up more opportunity for people, so they may not have as long a waiting list and all of that.
Prior to hiring the additional physicians, the wait period might have been over a month. Now it's less than a week.
Wow.
You can probably get in within a day right now.
And I also read somewhere that there's been an increase with COPD, an increase of deaths associated with it.
COPD is like the forgotten disease as far as researched hours and as far as public awareness. Most of us are, or many people are aware of its existence, but not the severity of it. It is the third leading cause of death in the United States worldwide. It surpassed strokes this year, or in 2008 it passed strokes in the United States and as a cause of death. And it also is the only cause of death in the top five that's increasing in incidence.
Why do you think that is? I mean, why do you think it's grown?
Once you've developed it, there's no treatment for it as far as reversing it.
Do you think it has to do with pollution, though, in terms of our environment?
Well, most of it's related to cigarettes still.
Okay.
And aging. So as you age, you have a tendency to develop emphysema. And if you had smoked previously, then it's much more likely that you'll have it.
Another reason to stop smoking.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing all this important information. It's great to know that this level of expertise is now going to be available to people in the vicinity of the Community General Campus. My guest has been Dr. Robert Lennox, Professor of Medicine and the Chief of Pulmonary and Critical Care at Upstate Medical University. We'll be right back after this short break.